Welcome to Tanakh Daily, covering the entire Tanakh one parak at a time. I'm Rabbi Shaya Sussman, and today we'll be discussing Tehillim chapter 27. This chapter has 14 psukim in it. The parak is essentially split up into two parts. The chapter opens with David expressing confidence in God's protection over him. No matter what David was up against, Hashem protected him. David says, "God is my light, and who should I fear?" Meaning to say David's strong emunah in God provided him with the wherewithal to deal with whatever life brought his way. David tells Hashem, "Achas sha'alti, one thing I ask from you, to sit in your house all the days of my life." David wanted to feel God's presence. In the second half of this parak, verses 7 through 14, David asks God for continued success against his enemies. David tells Hashem not to forsake him. For a taste of God's light, David also acknowledges if it were not for his unwavering faith in God, his enemies would have already overtaken and killed him. In the last verse, 14, David proclaims a message for all of Am Yisrael. Place your hope in God, be strong, and he will give you courage. And then again, in return, you'll have an increased dose of hopefulness. In Pasuk 4, David says, "Achas sha'alti me'eis Adonai, oso avake, shifti be'eis Adonai, kol yimei chayai, lasos benom Adonai ulevaker behechalo." I make one request of God, that which I seek, to sit in the house of God all the days of my life, to gaze upon the pleasant ways of God, and to meditate in His sanctuary. Truth be told, before getting to any of the Mephorshim, the words themselves are so beautiful. David only wanted to be close to Hashem. Out of all the things in life someone could desire, money, a nice house, vacation, a good family, honest, independent children, a spouse, fame, a career, more friends, a new job, respect, status, honor, financial security, a quiet mind, emotional and physical health, and the list goes on. There's an infinite amount of things we can want in life. We get so distracted and pulled into the illusion of this world. We often have competing desires for all sorts of things. David had one singular strong ratzon, will, to bask in God's light. Similarly, the Malbim notes, "Sha'alti, request, refers to the mouth, as you ask for something with your mouth. And avakesh, seek, refers to the heart, as you seek the desires of your heart." David's mind and heart were unified in wanting to feel God's presence, because the main thing in life is to serve the Creator. Every single one of us have a purpose and mission in life. Yes, there's so many things that distract us from our true purpose. We need to constantly refocus and remind ourselves to fill our mission in this world, day in and day out, even with the daily grind. David was saying, "Despite all my distractions and how I'm always on the run from people trying to kill me, my sole desire is to unify my mind and heart to fulfill my purpose in this world." Additionally, the Malbim continues to explain, the word sha'alti, requested, is written in the past tense, and the word avake, seek, is written in the future tense. Because David was saying, anything that I've asked for in the past and anything that I will ask for in the future ultimately boils down to one thing only, to sit in the house of God. As is commonly said, if you boil down every Jew's prayer to the core, at the heart of every single tefillah is ultimately to do the will of God. The Yalkut Shmoni explains the following. God said to David, "You start off by saying you're only asking for one thing. Then you go on to list a whole slew of things, to sit in the house of God all the days of my life, to gaze upon the pleasant ways of God, and to meditate in His sanctuary." To which David respond, "God, I learned it from you. You said, what do you want from Yisrael? Only to love and fear Him. But then you gave us a whole bunch of commandments. Isn't it proper that I emulate the Creator?" The Ramad Wali asked the same question and relates, there's an infinite levels of consciousness a person can seek and experience God. The elongated request of David is reference to the deeper and deeper levels of experiencing and seeing God's infinite glory. That's why there's a progression of the words. First it says, to sit in the house of God. Then it says, to gaze upon the pleasant ways of God. Then it says to meditate in His sanctuary. These are references to the different levels of experiencing the oneness of God in creation and the heavenly realms. Let us merit to physically sit at the entrance of the third Beis HaMikdash and experience the highest states of God consciousness, when we'll see all the events in our life were really all one and we'll experience true Yichud Hashem. Thank you for listening and have a wonderful day.